Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Good morning, you're with Radio City Talk. Let's talk more about the sad passing of Ronnie Moran. 50 years, 44 trophies, and a man who demanded so much. Let's talk to a gentleman who worked alongside him for a large portion of that time. It is, of course, Roy Evans. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Steve.
Very, very sad news. You knew him so well, but we knew he hadn't been well. What are your thoughts and reflections on Ronnie?
As you say, we knew he hadn't been well, and obviously the first thing, of course, is our condolences to the family and love. Obviously, they've lost a great man, we've lost a great man, and that's the only way I can describe him. If you think about the achievements Liverpool had while Ronnie was there, absolutely amazing. And as I say, as a player, he played lots of games in the very early era before Bill Shankly and with Bill Shankly, and then was a coach and a massive influence as a coach. And I just hope he'll be remembered as one of the Liverpool greats, because that's exactly what he is.
Do you remember your first encounters with him?
I think we all do. Yeah, I mean Ronnie. I mean I was sort of a young kid, and Ronnie probably more at the end of his career, and so sometimes we played in the reserve team together. But the first thing with Ronnie was like he'd put you straight in your place before you could say anything, really. But in a nice way, and one that made you sort of interested in what the man was all about. But as I say, there's lots of things been said about him, you know, good cop, bad cops, and different over the years. But what Ronnie wanted was to get the best out of everybody, out of players. And if you couldn't take a little bit of stick, then that was unfortunate, because that's what the game is about. And he could pat you on the back, he could kick you up the backside, but only for the benefit of the football club. And such a great man, and he'd be sadly missed by all of us.
How do you sort of contextualise his passion for Liverpool as a football club?
Well, I don't think anyone could even doubt about that. He was just a real passionate man about it, even to the fact that, again, obviously you'd win games and that he'd say, right, lads, you won that game, what's next? Ronnie was the man who brought everybody down to earth. If you started to think you were better than you were, or you're starting to get a little bit big-headed or whatever, he was the man who brought you down by saying, well, even you've heard the stories about the medals, you win the cup final and then he goes to give the medals out and says, right, that's over now, what's next? So he was the man who kept it all together, the glue, if you like, in many ways. We look at yourself just at such a great diversity of characters in that boot room, with Bob Paisley, Joe Fagan, Ronnie, and obviously the people before that, myself when I joined in there. We all had different characters, and we all sort of played a different role, but we didn't play the role because it was what we were told to do. It was what our characters told us to do. So we put the nice thing about it, opposites sometimes work, and for sure, in Liverpool's case, the people we had working in that famous boot room were obviously great for the club itself.
You were so lucky to be a part of that, and of course we had Callie on before, and he said you weren't allowed in the boot room, you got invited occasionally, but you of course were accustomed to it all the time. But what was his sort of role or his influence within a boot room when it was just a small group of you as a coaching team?
Oh, he was vocal. Ronnie would stick up for anything that he thought was right, and you know that's the way it's always been at Liverpool, or was. I mean, obviously these days I don't know the difference of it, but in them days we had meetings in that boot room, and obviously the manager is in charge of it, but everybody gets a say, and I think that was the great thing about. When people talk about the boot room as if the room itself is the most famous thing, the most famous thing to come out of there are the people that worked in it, and the success they brought Liverpool. But Ronnie would be in there vocal, Joe would be the calming influence, you know, Bob would have obviously been the manager, would have his say. I got my little 2 pence worth in every now and then.
Yeah, if you could squeeze it in.
Sometimes they told me to shut up, you're talking rubbish, but that's the way they were honest people. And to be fair, they got honest results out of their players, and obviously the trophies he won prove that.
That relationship he had with the players, of course, there were some players with massive characters throughout the decades, whether you're talking your Tommy Smith or your Graham Souness, there's some really sort of influential, not just hard men, but big characters there. But Ronnie didn't stand for any of that. He overrided all that.
Yeah, they'd be his first pick if he had his chance. I mean, obviously Ronnie would always like to say put people in their place. But he didn't just sort of pick on what we would call the easy guys or, you know, whatever. He would think, well, if I get my message through to some of the top players, then obviously the other ones are going to listen as well. So he'd pick on, not pick at anybody, he would actually speak to them and talk to them and give them their, put them in their place if need be, and whether they'd be a great player or not. And that was the consistency of that, and made him what he was, because I'd say sometimes people can just pick on what you'd call easy players, and Ronnie wasn't like that. He was about everybody.
A bit like you, Roy, he got the chance to do everything, even two sort of stints as stand-in manager. I'd imagine he'd have been very proud.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, when you're there, you're working for a football club, you don't think about being proud, you think about doing your job. Obviously, he's looked back over his career at different times, and it's second to none in many cases. I don't think there's anybody else that's been as successful anywhere, and the amount of trophies won in the time Ronnie was there is phenomenal. And I'd say it's not just because of him, but he played a massive part. And what he would always state is that it's not about just me, it's not about just you, it's about everybody. And if you get that sort of mentality in your team, in your dressing room, and of course you've got to have good players alongside that, you're going to have a good team.
44 trophies in all he was involved in. Quite sadly, it's unlikely that anyone else will ever sort of match that.
Obviously footballers today, obviously things change, and that probably won't happen. I would just hope that the people in football, obviously Liverpool Football Club, football in general, realise what a great man has passed away, and give him some recognition, because I just think that the guy was the heart of Liverpool, and without him, who knows, we might not have been where we were. So if anyone played a great part in that time, the great times for Liverpool, it was Ronnie Moran.
And outside of football, he was your friend.
Oh yeah, he was your friend, but he was still kicking at the backside. He was still, he didn't get away with anything with Ronnie. That was the way he was. That was his personality. The only person I know, only time he wasn't the boss in his own way, and well, it was when he was at home, and his wife Joyce was the boss, and he was like, to be fair, then he was quite meek and mild, but when he was at work, he was great. You want people to tell you as it is straight. There's no point in, you know, pussyfooting around all sorts of things. You want people to tell you the truth, and Ronnie Moran was the best I'd ever known at doing that.
Roy, thanks for your thoughts this morning.
Cheers, lads.
Roy Evans there, speaking about Ronnie Moran, who he knew so well, both socially and, of course, within all those decades at Liverpool Football Club.
This is Radio City Talk.